Rajesh and Atul Gupta fled South Africa in 2018 after being charged with fraud, corruption and money laundering. Although an Interpol red notice has led to the arrest of the brothers in Dubai, it may be some time before they're extradited.
Presumably these suspects will be brought before a court and they will then utilize their rights to try to resist the extradition. But if their petition to stop the extradition is not successful, then we would expect to see that request ratified by the relevant authorities, and then for them to be physically put on a plane and brought back to South Africa. But it could take some time.
The Guptas immigrated from India to South Africa in the early 1990s. Their relationship with former President Jacob Zuma is at the center of the scandal surrounding the family. Zuma was forced to resign in 2018 following pressure from within his party. It's alleged the Guptas influenced government policy and the appointment of cabinet ministers and looted state funds. An estimated $32 billion was stolen during Zuma's 9 years in office. The former president is facing a separate trial on charges of fraud linked to a multi-million dollar arms deal. Other Gupta family members and associates are currently on trial for allegedly siphoning off state funds meant for a farming project. The Gupta brothers are also implicated.
Many South Africans have welcomed the arrest, but political commentators say allegations of corruption at the highest levels of government may not be limited to the Zuma administration. Current President Cyril Ramaphosa is facing his own scandal. He's accused of failing to report the 2020 theft of up to $4 million from his farm in the Limpopo province. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Johannesburg.